Lord of God, thank you, Jesus. We just praise you, Father. We thank you, Father, for fighting our battles. We thank you, Lord, that all we have to do is believe that you're doing it. And, Lord, we thank you that you've got the praisers out front. And tonight the praisers are going to press in hard because we need them, Lord. That wall has to come down. And I thank you for it, Father. I thank you, Lord, that after tonight, it's not going to be as hectic around here. And I praise you for it, Father. I thank you for it, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that we're all going to just press in hard because we want that wall to come down. We're going to press hard into you, Lord, and we're going to believe that you're going to accept our praises to you, Lord. And it's going to be a sweet smell to your nostril, and things will happen. Praise you, Lord. Glory be to God. And I thank you for all my brothers and sisters that do. And I praise you, Father, for placing it in their heart to really press in tonight. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. All right. You got any prayer requests? I'll tell you what. Let me pray. In the name of Jesus right now, I command any kind of witchcraft, faction, doubt, and unbelief, any kind of tormenting demons out of this fellowship tonight in the name that's above every name, and that's the name of Jesus. The Lord told us that we could, when we use that name, that things will happen. And I praise you, Father, that you have cleansed this fellowship from all of those enemies that have tormented us for so long. And we praise you, Father, that it is done tonight in Jesus' name. The walls will come down, glory to God. And I thank you for it, Father. Because your word says that we can do all things in him who strengthens me and you and you and you and you and all of you in Jesus' name. We have the life of God living in us. And I praise you, Father, for allowing that to happen. Praise you. Praise you, praise you. And we got his wisdom too, don't we? We got all the things that he had, that Jesus had, because we are the branch off the vine, and that everything that flows into the vine flows into the branch too. Praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anybody got a prayer request? Yes, Marilyn.
I just want to pray.
Okay, go for
Father,
it.
I just thank you and praise you, Father, that, oh my goodness, Father, you are our Father in heaven, and you are a holy God. And yet you are so plenteous in mercy and grace and ready to forgive. And Lord, we just praise you and thank you. And Father, I think about today's Pentecost. Boy, I've been thinking about this, Father. And Father, I pray that a fresh anointing upon all of us, upon those in the local fellowship, those here, those that listen, and those in greater UBM. Father, I pray it for my brothers and sisters in Christ just throughout the world. Father, that outpouring of the Holy Spirit, Father, to strengthen us in the inner man, that we are strengthened to walk worthy of the vocation unto which we've been called. Father, we are all different parts of the body, but every part is important to the function of the body. And Father, to strengthen us to press on to the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And Father, to strengthen us that we grow not weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And Father, to enlighten the eyes of our understanding, to make the word just truly alive in us, Father. And Father, to glorify every aspect of Christ, to glorify the Spirit of Christ and Christ the Word made flesh in us. And Father, that your Holy Spirit does comfort us. Father, we are so comforted by the Word. We're not groping around in the dark because your Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And it's all wisdom too, Father. And if we follow after wisdom, Father, that you'll keep us in all of our ways. So, Father, I just thank you and praise you for the work you're doing in everybody, individually and corporately, but also, Lord, the work of the Blessed Holy Spirit. Deeper, deeper, Blessed Holy Spirit, take us deeper still till our hearts are wholly lost in Jesus and your perfect will. Deeper, deeper, though it costs hard trials, deeper let us go. Rooted in the holy love of Jesus, let us fruitful grow. Father, I just thank you and praise you. And what you've done in the past, Lord, it's just a foretaste of what's coming here in the end. And so, Father, we're all here in our front row seats, just excited to see what our Father's going to do. But it's going to fulfill your word, because your word says, as surely as I live, all the earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord. So, Father, we believe that. And we trust you for that, Father. And we thank you and bless you, Father. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Michael, you're muted.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Samuel.
I want to tag on to that, Lord. As it is written, those that stand with you, Father, nothing can stand against. And we declare it in Jesus' name. We stand with you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Amen. We all do. Glory to God, glory to God. We praise you, Father, for the victory tonight. Jesus' mighty name. Okay, let's lift up Joe's brother. His brother's name is Tajar. Is that right? He is in the hospital for a bleeding stomach. He can't eat at all. The doctor's got the test results. You know, it's difficult to understand. It don't make any difference. We know. Father, we come against this enemy, against Joe's brother, in Jesus' name. His spirit of infirmity, you have to go in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that you're going to show him, Joe's brother, that it's you that healed him, where he would give you the glory and get back in the word and come into you in a mighty way, Father. Because it's going to be so glorious. He's going to know it wasn't the doctors. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful thing that you're going to do for Joe's brother. Y'all believe that? Glory to God, glory to God. We thank you, Father, for that. Jesus' mighty name. Praise you, Father. Okay, Samuel? No? Claire? Somebody had their hand up. Okay. Anybody else? Give me just a second. Okay. Anybody got anything they'd like to say before we start praising the Lord? Blowing the trumpet 7 times tonight. Glory to God. Yeah, Missy, you got your hand up, praising God, or you got your hand up?
I got my hand up. I have prayer requests.
we put a raised garden in, and we've been believing, you know, that the critters will stay out. We did some things to deter them. We did not put up a fence. But last night I went to bed and I had the window open and I heard this noise out in the yard. I thought I heard something and I looked out and there were two deer. And I'm like, Lord, I pray that they didn't chomp on. I forbid them to have gotten in the garden. Well, this morning they chomped on two of the two other main tomato plants we had. And we had one cucumber and one pepper eaten at. So I'm like, okay, Lord, what do you want us to do? I said to Merle about going and getting three new tomato plants, you know, they're not real big yet. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I want to believe you to cause them to just sprout up and grow in spite of, they weren't completely chomped away, but, and I know the Lord can do that. And I'm going to ask them all to agree with me that we don't go out and buy three new plants, that he's going to resurrect them plants.
Are these tomato plants?
Yeah. And there's one pepper and...
well, that'd be an absolute miracle if it did. So this part.
I mean, there's still some remnants of them that could, you know, they could, you know, growl again.
Generally speaking, if they eat the top out of them, that's the growing part of it. And if they get that, it's gone. But like you said, we can pray and believe and watch what happens. It'll be a great testimony.
Okay. Well, Father, Lord, you're the God of resurrection, and there's nothing that you can't do. Nothing's impossible with you. What things are impossible with man is possible with God. You spoke all creation into being, and that includes those tomato plants. And you can fix them, heal them, whatever you want to call it. You can resurrect them, Lord. And I believe it, and I want to see you work and give an awesome testimony, and that's what I'm believing for. You're going to resurrect those plants back, Lord, and they're going to flourish and give much, much fruit in Jesus' name. And I praise you and I thank you for it. Amen.
Amen. I thank you, Father, that not only that, they're going to produce fruit that's going to be unbelievable. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. And she can testify to everybody that these are resurrected tomatoes. What kind are they? Resurrected tomatoes. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm looking for a good tomato crop on your
praise
tomato
you, Lord.
Plant.
Praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. That'd be an awesome testimony.
Amen. Praise
and
you.
And your peppers, too.
Yep. And the one cucumber. The one cucumber, all that's left of that is just a little piece of the stem.
Well, it's long to come back out, yeah.
Sorry.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Miraculous garden. Miracle garden.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord. Glory
now,
to God.
I think David put it out on the need list, but one of the things the Lord told us is put the praisers out front for the victory. And that's what he wants us to do is praise him for the victory and watch what happens. So I'm just believing that. And tonight I'm going to be praising God. And I'm praying that y'all will go with me and praise for the victory tonight against the enemy. The enemy is defeated. Glory to God. Okay. Let me see here what we got. All right, here we go. Oh, wait a minute, I got to share it on it. Or I'll be the only one listening. All right.
Why would I worry when giants come calling my name? My God is so much bigger than troubles I face. Why would I hunger for power, riches, or fame? Oh, 'cause my God is so much better than all of these things. So I won't be shaken, I won't be moved. My God is faithful. Cause they know the battle is done. My God is stronger, the victory's already won. Yeah, he died for my ransom and rose up on the third day.
every dark assignment, bow down at Jesus' feet. Let every curse be broken, let every storm be tamed, and all that come against us be bound in Jesus' name. Your presence is my greatest weapon, pushing back the darkness, breaking every chain. My worship opens up the heavens, crushing every stronghold when I speak your name. 'Cause your presence is my weapon. Your presence is my weapon. Your strength will not be shaken, your love will not back down. Death has been defeated. What can stop us now? Hold on to what you've spoken, and you said that I am free. You've given me your promise, and you are my victory. Yeah. Your presence is my greatest weapon, pushing back the darkness, breaking every chain.
Oh, Lord, you're beautiful. wonderful. Your face is all I see. For when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. Oh Lord, beautiful. Your face is all I see. For when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. I wanna take your word and shine it all around, but first help me just to live it, Lord. And when I'm doing well, help me to never seek a crown. Fire that once burnt bright and clean, replace the land of my first love that burns with holy fear.
Roar. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah. Servant of all. Is anyone worthy? he loves. There's a God intent to dwell again. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from every fear. And those who look on him are radiant, they'll never be ashamed. Never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard me and saved me from my enemy. The Son of God surrounds his saints. Will deliver him. He will deliver him. Magnify the Lord with me. Come exalt his name together. Glorify the Lord.
The greater glory. Tents of the righteous of the Lord. Shouts How do you explain? How do you describe a love that goes from east to west and runs as deep as it is wide? You know all our hopes, Lord, you know all our fears. Words could not express the love we feel, but we long for you to hear. So listen to our heart, hear our spirit sing, a song of praise that flows from those you have redeemed. Words we know to tell you what an awesome God you are. But when words are not enough to tell you of our love, just listen to our hearts. If words could fall like rain from these lips of mine, if I had 1,000 years,
I would still run out of time. So if you listen to my heart, every beat will say, thank you for the life, thank you for the truth, thank you for the way. And listen to our heart,
oh Lord, please listen.
Hear our spirit sing,
and hear us sing
a song of praise that flows,
a song of praise
from those you have redeemed. Words we know to tell you what an awesome God you are. But when words are not enough to tell you of our love, just listen to our hearts. Listen to my heart, every beat will say, thank you for the light, thank you for the truth, thank you for the way. And listen to our heart,
oh Lord, please listen.
Hear our spirit sing,
hear us sing.
Song of praise that flows,
a song that flows
from those you have redeemed,
you have redeemed.
And we will use the words we know to tell you what an awesome God you are. But when words are not enough to tell you of our love, just listen to our heart. Words are not enough to tell you of our love. Just listen to our heart. Listen to our heart.
Oh Lord, please listen.
Listen to
Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, and Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets. that's fashioned against us will stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. When the power of darkness comes in like a flood, battle belongs to the Lord. He's raised up a standard, the power of his blood. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor.
You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness. You give hope, and you restore every heart that is broken. Sing it to him. Great are you, Lord. 'Cause it's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only.
We give life, singing.
You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you. Your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise.
church, and all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing, sing, great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing,
Glory of mention of your name. Jesus, your name is power.
Prophesying to these dry bones.
Live again, live again.
Those who are sleeping, those in the grave.
Live again, live again.
Those who are sleeping, those in the grave.
Preparing for war,
and I can hear Judah assembling
judgment. Cry from his place on the wall. Awaken the remnant of Zion. Salvation for all Israel. From the dust of the earth, raise up an army, raise up an army, raise up an army of worshippers, raise up an army, raise up an army, raise up an army from the dust of the earth, raise up an army, raise up an army, raise up an army.
Every praise,
every praise,
every praise. praise.
Every praise.
Every praise
is to our God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
The
praise is yours, Lord. Praise you, God.
Amen. That was so much fun watching y'all praise the Lord.
It was great.
I tell you what, that song never gets old, does it?
Amen.
That's a wonderful song. Glory to God. It gives the praise to the Lord out to everybody.
You know, I sure praise hope God. Someone goes out this summer and does the same.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'm going to try to play it about every time. So get ready. I just love that. All right. Anybody got any prayer requests before we close out tonight? I think it was a wonderful night of praise and worship.
Man,
thank you, Jesus. We got the victory. Lord of God, we have the victory. The enemy is defeated. And we're getting our people back in Jesus' name. I'm talking about every one of them that's coming back or be back shortly. Lord of God. Hey, Missy, what's up, girl?
Can I give a testimony?
Yeah, sure. You got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
You always do that to me. When I was riding my bike yesterday, I I saw a deer in the doe in the creek to my right, and I stopped and I took a picture of her. And she, by that time, she had gone through, and she was at the side of it. But anyway, I went ride my bike, and the song "As the Deer" came to my mind. So I started, "As the deer panted for the water," because she was there at the water. But anyway, and I'm telling you, right, not long after I started singing that, I had this strength and energy in my body, like all of a sudden, that wasn't there before, you know? And I was just like, wow, praise you, Lord. That is just so awesome. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. So you're able to pedal back home, huh? Praise God.
Yeah. But it was
awesome.
And this was towards the end of my ride, you know? And,
okay.
So, yeah.
Praise God.
Amen. All right. Just show you what singing to the Lord can do, and praising the Lord.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Anybody else? How many of you know when you walk down the street with a smile on your face, other people will smile? Huh? Yeah, they will. Or they do here in Tennessee. When we reach and grab them, say, "How come you ain't smiling, big boy?" Well, all right, Lord, I just thank you so much for these praise and worship times together, because I have a lot of fun. I know a lot of the brothers and sisters here do too. And we ask, Lord, that it would, we thank you, Father, that it would be a sweet, sweet smell to you, Lord, and it would be a blessing to you, that your people down here just praise you through these melodies, these songs that we sing, Lord. And because it's all to you, Lord, we thank you for the victory that you've given us already in your word. And we confess that we have the victory. And when we confess that we have the victory's ours. And we thank you, Lord, for bringing down the walls in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for all the healings that have taken place even as we speak, and all the deliverances. And I praise you, Father, for all that you're doing in each and every one of us. Thank you, Father. Draw us all closer, Lord, and put the heart of Jesus in each and every one of us, Lord, so that that love would just permeate around us. It would be like a light as we walk down the streets. People would say, "Man, you're glowing like a neon sign. What is that?" Well, let me tell you about my Jesus. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, all right, saints. God bless you, and we'll see you next time. Good night, y'all.